Chelek Yud, Parshas Noach, Sicha Beis. The Rebbe begins, in connection to what is written in our Parsha, where it is written about Noach, who brings into the Teva animals, min ha-behema ha-tahayra, from the animal that is pure, u-min ha-behema asher einena tahayra, and from the animal that is not pure. And Chazal say about this, in Gemara Psachim, la-aylam al-yaytzi adam davar miguna mipiv. A person should never allow anything obscene to come out of his mouth. Because in this pasuk it adds 8 letters, so as not to allow anything obscene to come out of it. Shneamar, as it is stated, mina behema tahira umina behema asher einena tahira, from the animal that was pure and from the animal that was not pure. Rashi explains that this is the reason for the long Lashon HaKasuv, where it is written, Asher Einena Tahira. These are 3 words that include 13 letters, instead of the shorter word, Hatameya, impure, which is just 5 letters. These extra letters, 8 letters, and we know every letter and word in the Torah is important and comes to teach us a lesson. These 8 letters teach us, to constantly strive to only use clean and pure language. Now, just like there is a lesson in our Parsha about being careful with our language, so too we can learn another lesson from this Parsha in connection to being careful, Biri'iya, with what we look at. Shem and Yafes were very careful. B'tachlis hazrizus, the Rebbe writes, the utmost level of carefulness, not to see ervas avihem, the nakedness of their father. As the pasuk says, vayelchu achayranis, and they went backwards, v'goymar upeneim achayranis, and their face was turned the other way, v'ervas avihem lai ra'u, and they did not see the nakedness of their father. And the schar of this reward, the reward of being so careful, undermines and stresses its greatness and importance. As it says, Baruch Hashem Alekei Shem. Blessed Hashem, the Hashem of Shem. Yafta Likim Liyafes. Hashem made beautiful and enlarge the reward for Yafes. Vayishkain Baalei Shem. And he dwelt in the tents of Shem. And this is unlike Cham, who was punished, as it says about his son Canaan, that he was cursed. And why was he cursed? Because Cham looked at his father and embarrassed him. Unlike Shem and Yafes, who purposely turned away not to embarrass his father, and thus they got this great bracha, this great blessing. Now in this story, we need to understand. Since the pasuk says that they walked upeneyam achayranis, in a way of their faces turned away, from this it's understood that they did not see ervas avihem, since their backs were to him. So what does the pasuk add by writing ve'ervas avim lairau? It's obvious from the fact that it says that their faces were turned away. And we know that every word in the Torah is important and is here to teach us a lesson. Therefore, it must mean that with these extra words, the pasuk is being mechadesh, teaching us something new and special in the maila of the actions of Shem and Yafes that would not be learned from the earlier words, Upneya Machairanis, alone. Now we'll understand what this Maila is in these later words by prefacing with the Tairas HaBaal Shem Tov. And the Rebbe brings down what the Baal Shem Tov says, that when someone sees in another person something bad, this is a proof that that exact Ra, that exact bad, is found in himself. Like a person who looks in the mirror. If his face is clean, he doesn't see any dirt in the mirror in his reflection. But if he sees dirt or a stain in the mirror, it is only because his own face is dirty and that dirt is reflecting himself. Seemingly, the Rebbe asked, why must it be that seeing bad in another is automatically a reflection of the bad in himself? Why can't it be that be'emes, truthfully, it's just simply, there's bad in his friend, and that's it, and he himself doesn't have an issue. Now, the explanation is, the Rebbe writes, that everything that happens in the world is hashgacha pratis. So too in this situation, the fact that he sees bad in another, it's not a coincidence, chas v'shalom, but it was something that it was arranged from on high. And since Hashem did not create anything in this world, levatala, for nothing, therefore, it is impossible to say that from above, he was brought to a situation to see the bad in someone for no reason at all. It must be that he sees this negativity in another to teach him a lesson and message for himself to fix that bad that he himself has and to work on it. And the reason that the message comes in such a roundabout way that he has to find out about his own deficiencies through seeing it in another, and it can't come in a direct way that he'll just realize it himself. It's like it says in Mishlei, Al kol pesha'im techas ha'ava, that self-love covers over all mistakes and sins. We're not able to see our own issues and deficiencies. And as the Gemara writes, V'chol anega'im adam raya chutz min dingei atzmai, a person sees all the problems in the world and all the organizations and institutions and other people, except he does not see the problems in himself. Therefore, the derech to make a person aware of his own chesreinus is through him being put in a situation where he sees them in another. And this opportunity, when he sees a deficiency or something lacking in his friend, should arouse in him the opportunity to be misbinen and think about his own situation. And when he thinks long and hard, he'll recognize that these chesreinus, these deficiencies that he sees in someone else, are really only a reflection of his own issues. That kol anegaim sha'adam roye b'chutz, all of the issues and problems that a person sees outside of himself, harei ze toitza'a minige atzmai. They are only coming in order to show him what his own problems are. Now the Rebbe asks, there's still another question. The tafkid and the job of a yid in the world is not only to work on himself, lipol zichuch v'aliyah ba'atzmai, to purify and cause an uplifting within himself, but he's also here to affect and help his friend. Like it says, hecheach techeach es amisecha afilu mea pa'amim, you shall rebuke your colleague even 100 times. We need to reach out and help other people. If so, who's to say that the kavana of him being guided milmaila to see the ra in another person is only in order to recognize that same ra in himself and to fix it? Maybe it's simply that he's brought milmaila to a specific place and situation with the kavana to see the ra in another person, to rebuke him and help him better his ways. Maybe it's just more simple like that. Even more so, as spoken many times, Yidden are not intermediaries that through them a kavana will be completed in another inyan. That the only kavana of a yid is something outside of them. Like, for example, many of creations, animals and vegetation, and even oilam maysel yainim, the higher worlds, their creation, they are only created not for any reason in and of themselves, but only bishvil Yisrael u bishvil atayra, only for the yidden and for the tayra. But unlike these creations, Bnei Yisrael are different. Bnei Yisrael are tachlis hakavana. Bnei Yisrael are chelak alikam imam mamish, and every yidden are created for their own purpose. And just like it's benageya to klal Yisrael, to all the yidden, so too for every individual yid, you can't say that a yid is just in a situation as an emtsai, as an intermediary, so that his friend should be able to see what's going on with him, should be able to see the evil with him, and therefore he'll see it as a reflection, and he'll know that he has to fix himself. How can we say that a person is put into a situation only for the good of another, for that person who's seeing him? And it's not benefiting the Baal HaChesaron himself. It's not benefiting the person in whom the deficiency is seen. That the person who sees the ra, the evil in his friend, there must be a reason that person is standing there and has that evil. So his friend must be able to help him remove it from himself and fix it. And therefore, how can we say that the tachlis, the reason of seeing ra, of seeing bad in another person, is only to fix himself? We're basically saying that person is just like a mirror to show him, to show me the bad within myself. And as reflected by my friend is just a mirror. How can it be? A person is not just created as an intermediary just in order to serve a purpose for another human being. That person has his own purpose. So it must be to help him with his bad. So to understand this and to reconcile these different opinions about whether a person is the bad in a person is in order for him to be helped or in order for the person who sees the bad to help himself, who's supposed to be helped here? So to understand this, we must preface and explain an inyan that's hard to understand. At the end of the Gemara, in the above Gemara, where it says, La'aylam al yaitzi adam davar maguna mipiv, that someone should never allow something impure to come out of his mouth, like it says, U'mina behema asher einena tahira, from an animal that is not tahar, that's not pure. Then the Gemara, behemshech to this, it brings a similar klal, a similar rule. Says, La'aylam isapar adam b'lashin nikiyah, a person should always speak and tell in a clean lashin. Share bizav karu merkav, ubeisha karu maishav. With a zav, it's called merkav, riding. Ubeisha, with a woman who's a zava, it's called maishav, sitting. Now, zav and zava are impurities. A man can be a zav, impurity, tuma, and a woman can have a zava, impurity. And it's the same impurity. But in describing it, instead of using the word reicheves of riding, which is used by a zav, by a woman for tznias, and to use a lashin nikia, clean and pure lashin, it uses yesheves, sitting. So tznias, it's a more pure lashin. So the Gemara, obviously, this seems very obvious. This is a lashin nikia. But then the Gemara says, from this klal, it's not understood why there are actually three places in the Gemara where it does use the word merkav by a woman who's a zava. So if we should only always use a lashon nikia, why are there three instances where it does use lashon merkav by a woman who's a zava? And in continuation, the Gemara brings another question. Uba ayraisa mi loy kisiv tame. And in the Torah, how could it have written tame, impure, like shockingly, like the Gemara is, like, doesn't understand. Now tame is written, the word tame is written in the Torah more than 100 times. So it doesn't seem to make sense. This is the big question. How can the Torah write the word tame if the klal, in one of the klal in the Gemara is that the Torah always uses lashon nikia? So how can the Torah use the word tame 100 times? That should be the main question. And the secondary question should be why the word merkav is used by a zava 3 times. That's less of a question. That doesn't seem to be that big on the scale of questions. So, in order to explain all this, the Rebbe asks another question. The Gemara is asking, Ubay raisa mi like siv tame, like the Gemara is shocked. Like, how could the Torah use the word tame? It's as if by informing us that tame is written, it's like a chiddush. It's like it's solving a possible suffix, a doubt. Like, how could this be written? It should have said, Varek siv tame by raisa. But isn't it written tame in the Torah? Because it's written in the Torah. Why is it making this shocking exclamation? So the Rebbe explains, the beer of the explanation is, when the Torah is telling a psak halacha, a halacha, it has to state the situation in the most clear lashon, even if it's davar meguna, even if it's not the cleanest, nicest way of saying it, because the halacha needs to be totally clear. And therefore it's understood why most places in the Torah use lashon tameh, even though in general, the klal is that it's better to use longer words and use more letters in lashon nikia. But since it's so important to be clear in the way a halacha is stated, it must use the word of Nikia. And only in the stories of the Torah, the Inyan of Tumah can be written in an indirect way. And it can be written in a long way and in a more clean way. And because they're both equal in understanding, and as much as possible, we want to use the Lashon Nikiyah, the most pure and clean way of describing it. But most places are halacha when it speaks about Tameh, when it speaks about Tumah. And therefore, the Gemara is not puzzled why Tameh is written. The Gemara knows this. It's not even a question. Obviously, when it comes to halacha, the word Tameh needs to be written. The Gemara is not even thinking of this as a question. And many times in the Torah, it's written because it's negei the halacha. The Gemara knows that. And therefore, it's not a stira. It's not coming as a contradiction that a person should always only have pure words in his mouth. Because this is not an issue. This is b'negei ta'halacha. So why does the Gemara use the lashon ubay raisa mi like ksiv tameh? It's shocked if it knows and it's self-understood by the Gemara that obviously in halacha it needs to use the word and the lashon of tameh. So the Gemara is referring to a few situations where it uses the word tameh even in stories when it seemingly should use the longer lashon nikia of einenu tahira. The Gemara doesn't understand why in these few situations the words of tameh are still used. It only happens a few times. And this is similar to the lashon of merkav, only being used a few times by a woman who's a zava. So therefore, it doesn't matter in what order these questions are. The question about why merkav is used by a zava, or why tameh is used instead of a nenetaira, because both are just used a few times, and the Gemara is wondering and is kind of surprised that these lashonis are used. Now, like the Rebbe said, with psak halacha, must use a clear lashon, that's tameh. But when it's not a psak halacha, the Torah holds back from speaking anything impure, such as stories of Torah, and other instances. Like, for example, it says in the Torah, ki yiyah b'cha'ish asher lo yiyah tahar v'gaymar v'yata el mechutz l'machana. And there will be a man who is not tahar, who's not pure, and he has to go out of the camps. Now, even though this is bringing out halacha about this man, but since the pasuk is not declaring him tameh, he's already been declared tameh before in the previous pasuk, all it's saying is that he needs to leave the camps. He already knows he's tameh. Therefore, since the only halacha here is about him leaving the camps, it can refer to him in the most clean and pure language, asher lo yihiyah tahar, that he is not tahar, that he's not pure. And just like this is shayach to dibor, speaking, and we know we always have to try to use in any situation that we can, we see in the Torah, it tries to use as much as possible lashon nikia when it's not nageya tahalacha. So too the Rebbe adds with re'iyah, with seeing. When we see that a yid did something not appropriate, we have to see the halacha. What's the halacha in the inyan? The halacha is practically what we should do. How can we can fix him or fix or help him help himself? To rebuke him bedarchi nayim ubaifin aratzui, to in the most loving and acceptable way help him fix his issues and mistakes and help him return to good. This has to be what we're seeing. When we see that deficiency in that person, all we're seeing is that this person needs help. This person needs help purifying himself or cleansing himself or getting himself back on the right path. But if when a person sees a deficiency in another person, instead of just wanting to help him, all he sees in that person is ra'a, he sees bad in that person, and that's what stands out to him, and he doesn't feel the necessity to help him, or at least it's not his priority, but he delves into the bad in this person, then this is proof that his face, he himself, is dirty. The bad, and we see just bad in another, that's a reflection that he himself has that bad with him. He has that light type. That light type he sees in another is a reflection of the light type within himself. As it says, Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'alamai, le'bara davar echad, levatala. Everything Hashem created in this world, He didn't create anything, levatala. So if He sees someone, all He wants to do is help him, that's the correct path. But if Chas v'Shalom, He sees a person, all He sees is the bad, He was put, Hashgacha Pratis is, He's seeing that bad only because He's seeing the reflection of the bad in Himself, and that's a lesson, and He has to make a Cheshbon Nefesh, that He needs to improve that within Himself. That every prat, every detail that He sees in another person, there's a special hayra and lesson for Himself. Therefore, it's understood in this situation that there's a double lesson for him. If a person feels like he's being shown from above that his friend has an inyan or an issue that needs tikkun, that needs fixing, this is a hayra'a, this is a lesson that he must help his friend. But if he looks at his friend and he feels like he's being shown or he sees an inyan, right, sees something bad in his friend, this is a hayra'a, this is a lesson that ra, that found, that bad is found within himself, and he must fix himself. Because if he was on the madrega of a tzaddik, he wouldn't see or recognize any evil, because it wouldn't even exist. He would only see a person that he has to help. But if he sees that negativity or that bad, it's a reflection of himself. So this will explain one of the questions that we had in the beginning. Why the pasuk adds the words about Shem and Yafes, ve'erves avihem lairau, that they didn't see the nakedness of their father. Even though it seems extra, because it already said, Upineyam achairanis, that their faces were faced away, were turned away. So the kavana in this is to stress that not only did Shem and Yafes not see Ervas Avihem, Bigashmias, physically, because their backs were to him, but even more so, they didn't see or feel the inyan of Erva by their father. They didn't even feel like he had a chasarin, like there was something wrong with him. They just felt what they had to do, which was cover Ervas Avihem. But Ervas Avihem itself, they didn't see. They just felt they had to help him, cover him, then they turned away and they left. And in this gufa, it's understood the difference between Shem and Yafes and Cham. They loy rahu, they didn't see. But what does it say about Cham? Bayar Cham, Cham saw. And it's because of the difference in their mahus and their madregais. And it says about Cham Avi Knan, Cham, who is the father of Knan. Why does it call him the father of Knan? Because the Ra was in his essence. Even though by him it was just bedakas, it was very, very, very small. But it was still there. Cham is the Indian of Chamimo Shemekavas Mal, the warmth of a negative aspect from Kavas Mal, from the left side. And therefore, he saw in Noach the light of his drinking, which is also an inyan of chamimas, which is also an inyan of warmth. And even though the chamimas of Cham was much smaller than the chamimas he saw in his father's drinking, he could still feel it because it existed within him. And therefore the negativity he saw in his father was a reflection of him. Unlike Shem and Yafes, who come from Kav HaYamin of Shem, from the right side, the positive side, and Kav HaMsai, the middle path of Yafes. By them, the Ra was non-existent. There was nothing, they didn't see any of it, because it didn't exist be'etzem inside themselves. They were naki, they were completely pure from this Ra. And therefore, they didn't see it in the other, in Nayach. And they only saw and knew the Avaida that they must help their father. Now the Hayra'a, as we know, there's a lesson in everything in this world. Specifically, this parsha has two lessons, both about how we speak and about what we see. So the hayra'a to every one of us, when we hear or see something loitayv, something that's not good in another yid, besides the fact it's usher to speak about them to others. Unlike what Cham did, Cham, it was not enough he saw the ra in his father, but he also told others about it. But even more so, don't ever think even b'machshava of the ra of another. You must only think about helping him in an appropriate way, and also request by Hashem, daven for an eitzah to help another yid and not to see the ra in another even while helping him. And when we act and go in this derech of Shem and Yafes, then we are zeicha to the haftachas, habracha, to the promises of the great brachas that Shem and Yafes received. And we are zeicha to be Kalim of the Torah, and the Kali to Torah is Shalom, is peace. Until we are Zecha Tashras, Hashchina, the Shechina resting, Be'ahal Shem, Be'binyan Bayis Hashlishi, to the Achtos and Avas Yisrael, Ubekariv Mamash. And we know many times the Rebbe spoke about how the most important thing to bring Mashiach is to have Avas Yisrael. And some hints and some advice and the Hayra in this Parsha is that Avas Yisrael can begin by seeing only the good in another person and only ways to help another person. And in addition, only ever speaking and saying clean and pure words. Good Shabbos.